day to you. Bernie Miklas here, starting my new adventure here with my own YouTube channel, The Bernie Shows. Tell your friends about it. Please subscribe. Feel free to leave comments down on the banner that's scrolling under, you know, at the bottom of your screen. You'll see information. Follow me on X. Follow me on Threads. Let's talk about the Cardinals, of course. What a depressing day that was yesterday. Frankly, it was a no-show. The Cardinals never really appeared. They were there in body, but not in spirit, certainly. And they get hammered by the Mets 6-0. And it was a damaging loss because the Cardinals are trying to chase down a few teams in the wild card race, including the Mets. It's one of the teams they have to catch. And the Mets came in town, even though they're in a brutal stretch of schedule. They flew in from Anaheim just to play this makeup game from the earlier rainout. And the Mets are in a stretch where they're now going to go to Colorado and Seattle. They're in a stretch where at the end of it, they will have played 23 games in 24 days. And, you know, I give them credit for coming to St. Louis and basically saying, forget it. Let's get this game. Let's kick these guys around and let's go. Let's go west. And that's what they're doing. That's what they did. So just another dreadful performance by the Cardinals after a really terrible weekend at Wrigley Field where they lost 3 out of 4 to the Cubs. And, you know, that certainly was demoralizing. And really, the Cardinals should have lost all 4, but the Cubs were gracious enough to gift wrap a victory on Saturday. But where are the Cardinals right now? And I'm not even going to sit here and tell you about, well, they're here in the standings. They're this many games out. They're that many games out. Whatever. I'm not going to get into that today, because there's a lot of ways to get into that. By the way, you can also read me at scoopsnetwork.com. You'll see my columns there. You can. It's easy to sign up to have them automatically emailed. So enough of the plugs. All right. We have things to talk about because the Cardinals are down to 49 games left on their schedule. And as the days have been going by here, as like their playoff probability continues to drop, they've got more teams they have to catch. They really can't close any meaningful ground on the first place Brewers in the NL Central. So they're going to have to start playing better baseball. But are they capable of it? See, that's the question. They had that 33-18 stretch that started on Mother's Day. And listen, it was a positive time. I give them credit for it, hat tip and all that. But it left us, after the winning stopped and they sort of reverted back to where they were earlier in the season, it kind of leaves us with a question, like, who are these guys exactly? What team is this? Is this the team that was 33-18, had the best record in the National League for a pretty long time over during that stretch? Or is it the team that was really lousy before that streak and they've been pretty lousy after that streak? Who are the Cardinals? I don't know, but yesterday, well, I do know, and we'll get to that in a minute, but yesterday I saw a really, really uninspiring effort or lack of effort from the Cardinals. And, you know, they like to talk about how they compete hard, they play hard, they grind away and all that stuff. But, man, there's just too many games, especially lately, where that's just not presented into the evidence. I mean, we all watch the games. We're not stupid. I think sometimes Cardinals people think we're stupid, so whatever it is said after the game, that it might go against what we just watch. And I've always said, it's like, well, wait a minute. No, y'all do understand that we actually watch the games, right? So when you're telling us in a version of like, oh, we played hard, we did this, we did that, it's like, you know, we did watch the game, right? You do know that. And I felt that experience yesterday because that was a horrible, horrible day at the ballpark, where the Cardinals got embarrassed and lost another game at home, which is another chronic problem lately. But anyway, Ollie Marmol was asked a question about the offense and how bad it's been. And it was certainly bad yesterday. He got shut out again. But then, of course, it can't hit left-handed pitchers. So I guess it's more the same. But Ollie didn't seem to like that question. He really didn't like the question that was posed to him about the team's urgency or lack thereof. But I'll get to that in a moment. What he said when he was asked about the offense, he said, hey, listen, you know, we have some guys going, feeling good, some guys that don't feel good. We're grinding away. Some of them are tired. And I was like, come on, man. I defend Ollie a lot. I think he's been good this year. I really do. I think he's subjected to a lot of gratuitous criticism that doesn't really register much with me. But tired? Tired. I mean, come on. You know who's tired? The New York Mets. They're in a stretch where they're going to play, I think I mentioned it already, and I apologize. There's going to be a stretch where at the end of this week, they will have played 23 games in 24 days. The Cardinals, everyone's got a tough schedule now. Everyone feels tired. Everyone feels a little raggedy. Everyone's got aches and pains. Everyone's going through slumps. The fatigue sets in. It's a long season. It's supposed to be a long season. It's 162 games. Everybody is feeling tired. So I don't think when you have a no-show performance like that, anybody really wants to hear the manager. I know he's going to stick by his guys, but nobody wants to hear anything about the team being tired. I mean, listen, they didn't really expend a ton of effort, I don't think, in Chicago at Wrigley Field, losing 3 out of 4. They were terrible on Sunday night, losing 6-2. After they got a 2-0 lead, they just went dead. They hopped home from Chicago to St. Louis, and it was Sunday night. But so what? The Mets were coming from Anaheim. Last time I checked, Anaheim's a lot farther away from St. Louis than Chicago. So listen, no sale on the tired thing, okay? A team that has had more reason to say they're tired than you do came in here and kicked your butts, and it was pretty ugly. Now, we can talk about the urgency, and this is all related because he said, the question was asked to him. It's like, you know, lack of urgency, whatever. He said, urgency is fine. That's not our issue. We feel urgent. Our staff does. Players do. Urgency is not an issue. Well, on one hand, I know what he's talking about. I'll get into that here in a second. Like, urgency is an issue because the Cardinals have had too many mail-in jobs this season in times where they couldn't afford to just kind of hand games away. And I defy anyone who's honest or realistic, not living in happy talk land, to say with a straight face that they think the Cardinals play with urgency every time they go out. Now, listen, you're gonna have games along the way where, you know, you really are just not in good form. And, sometimes you do play like a team that's kind of worn down and you're going to have a bad day. I mean, I'm not an unreasonable person, but, man, the Cardinals got 49 games to go. Before yesterday, it was 50. Now it's 49. You know, 100% intensity or urgency is not an option. It's got to be go, 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 go. And too many times this season, we've seen the Cardinals, just for whatever reason, they come out flat and they play flat. So I'm fussing about him talking about some guys, the hitters being tired, and we're talking about how they don't have a lot of urgency. You know what? We don't really have to debate this, okay? Cardinals have a right to their opinion. Ali Marmol, who I respect, certainly has a right to push back on things that he doesn't think is accurate. He's welcome to text me at any time or call me at any time and do the same. And we do stay in touch. But we don't have to worry about that now. We don't have to worry about that now. You know why? Because the Cardinals over the next month are going to tell us exactly who they are, what they are and who they are. What they've been lately is a team that has lost 4 out of its last 5, 8 out of its last 12, 14 out of its last 23. And they're a 21-21 team over the last 42 games. So the point is that 33-18 stretch, which was so cool to watch, those days are over. And you have, if you think you were that team, you have to get back and prove that you were that team. And the bad baseball was the aberration rather than the 33-18 streak being an aberration. The Cardinals would like us to believe that that's who defines them. I think many of us, including me, would look at them and say, no. I think actually what defines you is the way you've played before this streak and after the streak, because that's more games of baseball overall, longer than the streak for sure. So you also look at their minus 48 run differential. And listen, based on the metrics and all that, I know the fancy pants stuff isn't for everybody, but I think run differential is a pretty good measure of your quality. And the Cardinals are minus 48, meaning they've been outscored by 48 runs this season. And that's the eighth worst in baseball. And there's only one team that's still in contention. That's Tampa Bay, who's in town for the next 3 games. It's only one team, Tampa Bay, who's kind of hanging in that in the periphery of like having a bad run differential, but they still have a chance to make the playoffs. I know that in the new wildcard format, you know, where you get three teams in each league, it's easier to make a playoff spot because there's more of them. Arizona did it last year. They had a bad run differential, not this bad, but they had a bad run differential, and they won the NL pennant and went all the way to the World Series. They got hot at the right time. You can't count on that, though, because most of the time, overwhelmingly most of the time, when you have a negative run differential that's that bad, that's who you are. That's the better indicator of who you are rather than one hot streak that is long gone. So over the next month, starting tonight against Tampa, and this goes through September the 8th, the Cardinals, 90% of their games will be against teams that have a winning record, and all of those teams have a higher winning percentage as of today than the St. Louis Cardinals. So 27 of the next 30 games will be played against teams that are winning, teams that have a higher winning percentage or better than the Cardinals, and teams, many of them, either in the playoffs or right on the cusp of the playoffs. Even Cincinnati, who's the one losing team the Cardinals will play in this stretch, I mean, they're not totally eliminated, but yeah, they have not been as good as the Cardinals. But the Cardinals are going to face a lot of tough teams between now and through September 8th, and they have not been good. They have not been good against the better teams when you take the whole body of work. So they haven't been good at home. Their offense is in a terrible, terrible shape. What can you do? Nolan Arenado ain't going to get any younger. Goldie's not going to get any younger. Nolan Gorman ain't going to wake up and say, oh, you know what? I figured it out, and I'm not going to strike out much anymore. If Jordan Walker had figured things out down in Memphis, he'd be back with the team already because they don't have a right-handed bat coming off the bench, among other things. So, but this offense is 14th out of 15 team in runs per game in the National League, and they can't hit left-handed pitching. They are the worst team in the National League and, like, down there near the bottom entirely in the majors in terms of their performance hitting with runners in scoring position. They're just awful. They leave runs on the table. And you can't expect the bullpen to, you know, because the Cardinals don't score a lot of runs consistently. They play a lot of low-scoring games. They win a good share of those. It's because the bullpen does it. The bullpen stops the other team, and the Cardinals can scratch out a run, make a small comeback, whatever it may be, have a tie game, and then win it. But that's a hard way to live, and eventually it all kind of levels off. It all kinds of even out. I think the Cardinals are going through that right now. You can't expect the bullpen to be your come to your rescue every time you're out there. You just can't. So the other thing is that they're starting pitching over the last 42 games. And again, record 21-21. They have an ERA now over 5. It's like 5.15. And that's way down in the rankings. And for the season, the Cardinals ranked 23rd, 24th in starting pitching ERA. So our fear was like, well, all these older guys, you know, can they go wire to wire? Will they kind of burn out? There's some signs of that, but when your offense is bad, your starting pitching has turned downward, and your bullpen shows some signs of where the strikeout rate's been dropping. They're not quite as inconsistent. How are you going to navigate the next 30 games? How are you going to survive this and still be in really good shape to go grab a playoff spot? I think it's going to be tough, but again, there's no need to debate this, because the Cardinals have every opportunity over the next 30 games to show us exactly who they are. And I'm looking forward to see if they can pass the test. That'll do it for today. Back for more tomorrow on The Bernie Show.